The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Radio Memphis. It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your weekly tip right here on Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays with me, Dee. And this is our very, very, very first one. I am so excited. Those of you that have been paying attention to the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, you guys know that what we've been doing is that we've been bringing you insight for our emerging artists and entertainers by talking to some industry pros about stuff that goes on behind the scenes, all that absolute magic. Well, this is the next tier. This is the next level. This is the next step. We are going to still continue on with the very cool interviews that we've been doing, but now we're going to get some of those guys, you know, once a week, they're going to drop a tip. You know, we're going to talk to them for a second, and they're going to share some information. It might be something that's happening out on the road. It might be something that needs to be happening out on the stage, and it might even be something that needs to happen in the studio. Either way, it's going to happen. You're going to hear about it, and you just might learn from it. So tonight, I am going to be talking to Mr. Jeff Mann, J-Man, Lazy Ace himself. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Dee. I'm doing great. Good to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much for hanging out and doing this weekly tip, man.
I
appreciate you. And I know, I mean, again, I gave a shout out to Mr. Ken Barr Films and stuff, you know, because he is batting down the hatches, you know, with the hurricane and stuff like that. And so I know he's safe and stuff, but you were able to tag in and jump in on this particular one. So
yeah, definitely. No, I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So, all right. You kind of heard the spiel. You heard the deal. Once a week, you know, we're giving tips out. And so I leave it up to you guys to decide what tip is it that you feel that you need to share and talk about. So what do you got for me?
Well, I mean, first I want to say I think it's a great idea. This is a really cool thing that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
When I was kind of coming up in the business, it would have been cool to be able to tune into Radio Memphis and get some tips like this. So it's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, the thing that I've got today is think about loadout while you're loading in.
Okay.
A lot of people will, you know, when you start loading in, you're bringing in all your gear, you're finding where it goes, you're storing your stuff, and then at the end of the night, oops, I didn't think about this. I don't have a path to get out of here. I can't get at the stuff I'm going to need first.
Right.
So planning ahead is a huge part of being on the road, and thinking about the loadout is super important all day long, not just at the end of the day. Don't wait until the last minute.
is this by, like, from experience?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it was one of the things that I learned for sure. You know, and be sure to think about the other guys on the crew with you. Like,
okay.
You'll usually, you know, there's a bunch of guys on the crew, and everybody at the end of the night, that's the most hectic and important time of the day. You're trying to get out of there on time. You've got to drive all night to the next show.
Right.
So getting out in a speedy manner is super, super important. Think about the other guys. Don't hog up all of the stagehands to move your gear. Don't block their stuff in with your cases.
Same.
You know, a good roadie crew works as a team, like a well-oiled machine, to get out of there so you can get to the next gig.
That is such perfect advice, and I appreciate that. I tell you what, J-Man. So let's assume that it's a band, okay, and they are ultimately having to do their own road crew. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and what's the best advice in what you just talked about? You know, obviously, you know, think about your loadout while you're loading in is very much understandable. It is clear. I get it, you know.
Keep it simple.
You know, keep it simple and stuff. But, you know, you've got, you know, these are the same things that obviously are going to apply to those band members if they're responsible for their own gear. You know, if it was you, because you yourself, you used to be a drummer, you used to be in a band before you
sure.
did road crew. What would you tell them?
Again, it's kind of that same thing, man. Plan ahead. Be ready. You know, keep your stuff close by. And just be thinking about the end of the night. You don't want to take your guitars out and put your guitar cases back in the van out in the parking lot.
Right.
Then when you're done, you got to run out to the van, open the van, get out your guitar cases, bring them back in, put the guitars in. You know, keep stuff close by and just be thinking about it on the way out. Don't get so caught up in the load in and getting ready to do the show and play your songs and stuff that you forget you know, at the end of the night, it's time to put on your roadie hat and get to work getting out of there.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Put on that roadie hat. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yeah, because if you don't have a crew, you got to be a musician and a roadie all at once. A lot of guys have to do it that way.
And you know what? They just need to understand that that's how it is. So that when you do get a roadie, you can totally appreciate why you need to treat that roadie with absolute and total respect.
Yeah, and that's always the best, man, when the band guys and the crew guys can get along and that respect is there. That's really, that's the best. That's what you're always hoping for, so.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That's tip number one, guys. You heard it right there. And of course, those of you that have tuned in, you know, I'm talking to Jeff Mann, J-Man, Lazy Ace himself. I was going to say something else. I swear to God, I was so going to go that route and I caught myself.
Thank you.
I love you. And you guys, keep up with the pages and stuff. Remember I told you about the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio page that we're going to start popping up, not only interviews, but I'm saving these tips. So, you know, you'll start looking at these again, you know, because I'll have those up for anybody that might have missed it. Now you, since we've got you on here, we're going to take a minute or two with you.
Okay, cool.
We're talking, you know, you and I have had a chance, you know, we've actually caught up, you know, as an interview with you, and mm-hmm. you were talking about your book and,
right.
you know, and stuff that you're working on, and you've actually got some news about that.
Yeah, well, since I talked to you last, we had been kind of, you asked me about the title, and I was still working on it, but uh-huh. we finally finalized that, and it kind of came, it's funny, because it kind of came about as a result of me being on the show and doing that interview.
Oh, nice.
We decided to go with the title for the book. It's going to be called All In.
Very good.
How to Become an Overnight Rock and Roll Roadie Success in Just 20 Years.
Oh, my God, you actually took it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the one we're going with. And I've got the cover art is getting worked on now. I've got a guy that I found that's going to do the cover art for me and kind of theme it along that. And yeah, I'm pretty stoked, man. It's going to be great.
That is going to be fantastic. Well, see, that's awesome news. I'm so glad that we were able to make that type of impact.
Yeah, and we kind of named the book right on your show, so that's cool.
Well, okay, whatever we've got to do, man. And this is just that one step closer to, you know, to the freedom land. You know what I'm talking about?
That's it. Get it done.
Good deal. What else? You got anything else going on you want to throw out for everybody?
Yeah, I got hit up by, there's a chain of bookstores here in Southern Arizona called Bookman's.
Okay.
And they do new books and used books and music and CDs and video games and all kinds of stuff.
How cool.
And they got a hold of me and they're interested, once the book comes out, in doing a book signing event at one of their stores.
What? Wow.
Yeah, so that's really cool.
Wow.
They do some work. They're one of the sponsors for Tucson Roller Derby, who I do some reffing and other work with.
Right.
So I think that's how they tracked me down. And when they heard about me being on the on Radio Memphis, they got a hold of me and were willing to... set up book signing when I'm ready.
How fantastic is
this?
Man, I'm going to tell you what. It's been just a couple of days, and all of a sudden you come back, man, you got, like, stuff. What?
Yeah, stuff's happening fast. It's crazy, man. It really is. It's really starting to speed up and take off, and I couldn't be happier. I can't wait until this thing gets out.
I couldn't be happier for you, honey, and you absolutely deserve it. You so deserve it, so congratulations on that. And, of course, you know, you realize this is not the last time we're talking, you know, because, yeah, this is how this works, right?
Yeah, but of course, yeah, once you're in, you're in for life.
Well, I mean, you make it sound like it's a sentence, man. Stop it. No, it's all good. I tell you what, while everybody's on here, and you're getting all of this stuff together, is there any place that anybody can follow you and see what you're doing and kind of keep up with what you got going on as these moments happen?
Yeah, my favorite one is Twitter. My Twitter is JmannAZ. So it's JmannAZ.
Okay.
And that's probably the best way to get me. I'm pretty active on there, and I'm posting updates and links to my blog and all kinds of stuff. So that's probably your best source for up-to-date information.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, JmannAZ, man, at Twitter, you guys go ahead and hit it now. In the meantime, I'm going to let you enjoy your evening, honey. Thank you so much for being my very, very, very first road tip. I know, right? You get that accolade, too. Yeah, you're the first road tip here, right here on Radio Memphis and the Radio Memphis Road Crew series. So good job.
All right. Thanks, Dee.
All right, baby. We'll talk soon, honey.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right, Mr. J-Man, Lazy Ace. I wasn't going to make that mistake. Lazy Ace himself. He has just given you your first road crew tip. You better think about that load out while you are loading in. All right, you guys, make sure you keep up with us. We're doing this every week.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.